with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly on Tuesday.
President Trump was confident but defiant, and he ripped international organizations and alliances as unaccountable and defended his administration's hardline trade policies.
Wall Street Journal reporter Vivian Salama has the details. But first, here are some top stories. President Trump continued to defend Supreme Court pick Brett Kavanaugh on Tuesday by criticizing Democrats, saying they don't believe in the sexual misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh and calling them, quote, lousy politicians. The president made his comments during a bilateral meeting with the president of Colombia at the United Nations. Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison by a Pennsylvania judge for aggravated indecent assault. The sentencing follows Cosby's conviction in April of drugging and molesting former Temple University administrator Andrea Constand in 2004. It's the only criminal case despite dozens of allegations against Cosby. Prior to sentencing on Tuesday, Judge Stephen O'Neill classified Cosby as a sexually violent predator. Chipmaker Qualcomm is accusing Apple of intellectual property theft, saying the company shared its technology with rival Intel to develop chips for iPhones. In a court filing on Tuesday, Qualcomm says Apple engineers used its software and confidential files. The accusation adds to a long-standing feud between the two companies. Some retailers are fighting back against credit card reward programs. The Wall Street Journal reports that Amazon, Target, and Home Depot are among those who want to end the so-called honor all cards rule because rewards cards typically carry higher fees for merchants. Rewards credit cards, meanwhile, are becoming increasingly popular with U.S. consumers. Still to come, more on President Trump's speech before the United Nations. President Trump delivered a speech before the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, in which he gave a full-throated defense of the U.S. and his administration's policies.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
Joining us now via Skype with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Vivian Salama. So, Vivian, tell us about the reaction to that moment we just heard. It started with laughter, ended with applause, and sort of set the tone for Trump's speech on Tuesday.
So even before that incident happened, there was another incident that really set the tone for President Trump's speech, which was that he arrived to the United Nations to address the General Assembly, this one time a year speech. He arrived late. And so the United Nations planners essentially had to rejuggle the schedule around because of the fact that the president wasn't there when he was supposed to be. Ecuador's president ended up taking President Trump's time slot, and President Trump spoke immediately after him. And so that was already the backdrop to this incident that you just played. And then within a minute of him starting to speak, he was touting the economy and the accomplishments of his administration, as he often does in his speeches around the country. And as he typically says, he's accomplished more than any other administration in history, something we've heard him say before. And immediately the crowd burst into laughter. And he was clearly taken aback by that for a minute and joked that he didn't really expect that. It was a lighter moment. People kind of got a laugh at him because of the way, you know, they laughed with him because of the way he reacted. But it also showed that there is some skepticism to President Trump and his administration's policies. And so that indeed did set the tone for the rest of the speech. And it was a very, very strongly worded speech. A lot of the issues that the president raised or things that we've heard him say before, in a lot of ways, the speech wasn't dramatically different from his speech last year. However, his tone was different, notably so. He was a bit more confident in his delivery, not as forceful as we've seen him in previous speeches, but yet he still used the same forceful rhetoric in the sense that he complained about multilateral organizations. He complained about trading partners that don't get involved in reciprocal trade deals. He complained about China especially and said that he's not going to stand for China taking advantage of the United States anymore. And so we heard a number of these accusations.
Speaking of trade, the president did obviously speak a lot about that. He touted recent deals with Mexico and South Korea. And he also addressed those continuing tensions with China and others, returning to a point that he has made before about the U.S. being treated unfairly. What else did he have to say about trade and ongoing trade disputes?
One of the things that was very interesting and striking, and he said it before in different ways, is he accused the World Trade Organization of allowing member states in that don't adhere to World Trade Organization rules and that don't play by the game. And so that was a way of him basically criticizing a number of the trading partners that the United States has now raised complaints about at the WTO to say that they're not engaging in fair trade practices. Of course, at the heart of that accusation is China, and he did discuss at great length what he feels to be the unfair trade practices with the Chinese government, specifically with regard to intellectual property theft and a number of other issues. Now, we will not be hearing from President Xi of China during the General Assembly. He will not be in attendance, but surely this is just one element of the tit-for-tat trade dispute that we've been seeing grow to serious levels in recent days, the Chinese completely pulling out of trade talks with the United States only this week. And so that those tensions are obviously growing and something that is causing a lot of concern here in the United States for farmers and manufacturers who are concerned that their businesses will be impacted dramatically.
Vivian, shifting gears a bit, the president also spoke pretty strongly about migration. Let's listen to a piece of that.
Migration should not be governed by an international body unaccountable to our own citizens. Ultimately, the only long-term solution to the migration crisis is to help people build more hopeful futures in their home countries, make their countries great again.
Vivian, how did the crowd receive that moment?
It's not something that was really surprising. The president has said this before, and obviously he said it even in actions with regard to his crackdown on border security and his policies on immigration, mitigating refugee flows to the United States and whatnot. Those are various issues that have really kind of taken the world by storm since the Trump administration came into office. And so hearing the president say that perhaps wasn't necessarily striking, and yet it's obviously a concern. We are in a moment in history where the number of refugees is at a staggering level due to conflicts around the world. And the United States has always been one of the countries to open its door to people who are fleeing violence and issues at home. And so while the crowd definitely was not necessarily shocked, it's an interesting forum to raise this issue in, where the United Nations has essentially born and bred out of the conflict of World War II, essentially to connect countries and find solutions globally to problems like refugee crises and whatnot. And so obviously it was almost an ironic forum to raise this issue at.
So also while defending U.S. sovereignty, President Trump also called on other nations to continue to isolate and sanction Iran. The U.S., of course, pulled out of the nuclear deal with Iran earlier this year. How are other nations responding to President Trump's call for support there?
This has been a major issue between the United States under the Trump administration and a number of European allies, especially where Europe has seen the JCPOA, the Iran Nuclear Accord, as an opportunity to really go in and tap untapped economic markets in Iran. And ever since the president had decided to scale back on that agreement, it's raised a lot of concern, not only for economic reasons and the potential that Iran could have posed for these countries, but also the fact that many European countries have viewed the accord, while maybe imperfect in a lot of ways, as a deterrence mechanism where it will keep Iran in check to really get out of control and seriously destabilize the Middle East. And so this is something that we hear frequently from France's President Emmanuel Macron, from the UK Prime Minister Theresa May, and others. It continues to be an issue of serious discussion between the United States and European allies.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Vivian Salama joining us via Skype with the details of President Trump's speech before the United Nations. Vivian, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.